To start off very quickly, before we jump into Vashalom, in Ma'or Vashemesh. Any of y'all ever hear of the Ma'or Vashemesh report? Because the Ma'or Vashemesh is actually, I'm related to him. I'm a great, great, great descendant. His name is Rav Kleinemus Kalman. And that is who I'm named after, Kalman. See, Rav Kleinemus Kalman Epstein. And he was the fourth generation for the Baal Shem Tov. And he is his Rebbe was a Noam Elimelech, and he was a great Hasidic master. In a lot of Hasidic homes, they read this on Friday night, from about, again, I don't know, 300 years ago. And so hopefully we'll learn a little bit of his Torah tonight, and he'll be a Melitz Yosher for us in the Olam Emes. Sounds good? So we're going to open, I didn't make photocopies, so we'll do it Torah Shabbat Peh style. A maimar that the Rebbe has on how to be holy. Okay? So let's start off with a question. If I ask you guys, and I say, what's the first thing that comes to your head when I say, be holy? Give me an image. Give me a picture of what it means to you to be a holy person. Who do you think of when you think of, what action do you think of when you think of someone doing a holy act? Give me some ideas.
Surrendering life. Focus on Judaism.
Just totally focused on Judaism. Okay, yeah. It's a beautiful answer. Someone virtually wanted to say something?
Davening.
You have an image of someone like just like give up in a state of vapor davening. Beautiful, Ariel. Ariel's at the Kotel now, so that's why he's feeling connected to the happening. Yeah.
How about Israel?
Oh, so you're saying, oh, when I think of holiness, I'd have to connect it to giving someone a big hug. Beautiful. Wow. Got a real Rosh Shlomo yet here. Okay. Any other images of a specific action? Doing something very specific, by the way. Smoothie, the kind if you want. Any other thoughts? What do you think of when you think? Sorry?
Learning Torah, if that wasn't already said.
Learning Torah. Beautiful. Okay. So, I agree with all of the above. And in fact, in this week's Parsha, the whole Parsha is really a million different acts in all different realms of life about what Kedusha means. But the Rebbe is going to key in on one interesting aspect that maybe we never thought of before. Okay. Daber Hashem Moshele Mor. Daber El Kol Adat Bnei Yisrael. Hashem tells us to speak to the whole people, the whole Jewish people, v'amar talem kedoshim to you, and he says to them, be holy, ki kadosh ani Hashem lakechem, for I am holy. Upeirish Rashi, and the Halakah of Shlomo Yitzchaki teaches us, milamech ne'emar parshas u'behakel. This whole Torah portion was told in a hakel, told in a gathering. Moshe gathered all the people, he ordered them some pizza, and they all got together, and he taught them Parshas Kedoshim. Kedoshim to you. Divrei Rashi Tzrichim Biur. We have to understand Rashi. Ma'amalamdeinu b'zeh Parsha Zu Nemra B'Hakel. Why was this Parsha Dafka taught together? Ba'od Mistama Kol Mitzvah Zanogat B'Kol Yisrael Nemra B'Hakel. All of these mitzvahs, we can assume, were taught only when the people were taught together. The other mitzvahs, no, you could pass it down. I'll tell the Rebbe, and the Rebbe will tell his student, but Dafka, something about the mitzvahs of Kedusha has to be taught together with the entire community of Israel. What is the link between Kedusha and it has to be taught when everyone's together? So again, the Holy Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos, Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, Imish Yisraeli Dar Be'ez HaMakom. You live in a place which has weird views, right? You're in a particular, I don't know, college campus, and they have all sorts of wild and crazy views. You know what you got to do? You have to get out of there, man. You got to go to a place of Torah. You got to go to Shari Chesed and just surround yourself with holy people. A place which has good customs. The Rambam says, there you got to hang out until you become absorbed the Kedusha. And if you can't find any place that's nice, Tzarech l'gboded b'midbarot diyard. You know what I got to do? Go to the desert. If you can't find any place in the world that's going to support your religious growth, then just get out of there. Go to the desert, go to the forest, and, you know, just be alone, right? Just connect to Hashem. It's like, I remember when I was in yeshiva, not in my yeshiva, but another yeshiva, they used to send kids who were troublemakers. They sent my buddy Nati to the desert. And they sent him to Mitzpeh, which is the yeshiva mamish in the desert. And they're like, he's not working here in Yerushalayim. Send him to the desert, give him some time over there. And it really worked. A lot of people got straightened out somehow by being in the desert. And please mute yourself if you... Or I shall mute you. Okay. There's another famous story through Pinchas.
Did it work?
Yes, yes. Nati actually became a campus rabbi for many years. He became from. I mean, he was from, but became from. I'm so close with him. Another famous story is Reb Pinchas, that he had a student, and he was having a hard time having children. So Reb Pinchas picked him up from where he lived in Ofakim, and in the middle of the night, and he drove him to the desert. He said, okay, I'll be back in a couple hours. Go daven to Hashem. So he came back in a couple of hours and said, did he daven? He's like, I guess. No, like, did you really daven? Like, there's no one except the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's like, do it again. So he drove away and he davened. And 9 months later, he had a baby. So don't try that at home. Okay? Don't do that as a Rebbe. You'll get fired. Okay? But anyways, the point is, the Rambam saying that there's an idea sometimes a Yid has to be alone. You have to do what you're supposed to do. You have to go to the forest, go to Gan Soccer, and be alone. Right? And not be with other people. There is a time and place when you got to get rid of everyone around you and just be in your own world. Okay? However you can. But that, we have to know, is only to help you get away from the bad things. But don't think that that's the ideal. That's a necessary requisite in order to get rid of all the negative energies that are flowing through your world right now. And there are times when we all need that. We need to be alone sometimes. We all need to be alone sometimes. But that's not the goal. The goal is to be with people. The goal is to raise up the community. That's Kedusha. That's Kedusha, says the Mor of Hashemesh. Okay? Over the Hashem Be'em, to be with holy people, lishtatef imem, to join together with people, yachad ba'avoda rabba, and you're doing your avoda, hen betfila, hen belimud Torah, when we're davening, or when we're learning, or when, I'm going to add on, the Rebbe doesn't say this, but when we're playing sports with people, or when we're eating with people in the lunchroom, that too is the goal of Kedusha. That's the goal of Kedusha. Kedusha is not when I'm davening my Shemona Esrei and having a beautiful Shemona Esrei at the Kotel. That's a hachana for Kedusha. Right? He's flipping things on our head. We always thought that I'm in a holy space when I'm like, I'm just flying, I'm learning, and I'm just like, that's amazing. But that's going to give you the koach to now, when you go back to the Chevra, to resist speaking Lashon Hara and to say words of positivity and to say words of Torah and to mechazek our friends, etc., etc. Okay, that's what the Rebbe says. That the Kedusha manifests itself in when you're with the Rabbim. And that's why Dafka, Rashi says that all these inyanim of Kedusha were taught in a plural setting. To remind us of this idea that the essence of Kedusha is Dafka when we're with the Chevra. In other words, right now, we're together, right? A family, of friends, growing together, you know, being chazik each other in Avodas Hashem. This is the primary manifestation of Kedusha. And I would even say, you know, sometimes I have this chus when I go to the army, for example, to be sitting at a table with chevra who aren't yet, you know, religious Jews completely, who aren't completely Shomer Shabbat. And I shouldn't think that I have to run away from that because I got to get back to the base medrash as fast as possible. No, I do have to go back to the base medrash, but that's an opportunity right in that situation to bring the chevra up. Okay, they may not necessarily appreciate my Dvar Torah on the Mishnah, but they'll definitely appreciate words of positivity, words of, you know, there's always a way to bring the Chevra up, with and connect people to Kadosh Baruch Hu as long as we do it with the right attitude. And similarly, actually, interesting, I had a Shaila a few years ago. I asked a Dayan about playing Ultimate Frisbee. There were particular issues, and I was saying maybe it'd be better if I just, ran on the treadmill instead of playing with the chevra, most of whom are not yet religious. And he said, no, I think there's a big avoida of being with the chevra, eating the watermelon, saying the bracha, making jokes, bringing people up, showing that religious yidden can also be fun. And a little bit, I view it as a shlichus, that I'm going there to have fun, but I'm also trying to make it a holier place. And this mimer of the Rebbe is my personal inspiration for that. That it's like that's the opportunity when you're with Chevra to bring people to a higher level. That is the essence of Kedusha. That's what it's all about. Ken Shur Aleim Akedusha Yona Kamosha Amru Chachmei Mishnah Lefi Rov Akal Ken El Mevarchim. The more Chevra you have, the more bracha. Okay, so especially if we have, opportunities to be with big crowds, sometimes at the Kotel, or maybe in your yeshiva, maybe you go to in shul, go to KBM, whatever it is, and you're like, people are into it, and that you're drawing so much holiness onto yourself. At that moment, I'm thinking about is also, Yom HaTzma'ut, Yom Yerushalayim, when you're with hundreds of people singing and dancing and davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what an opportunity to Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, what a shefa, a bracha that we're bringing into our consciousness. Gevalt. Wow. If you rova kal, kin singing rova bracha. Okay. Tov. That was what I wanted to say in terms of the Shem Yishmoah. And we'll close up tonight with a maimer I saw with Ntiva Shalom. We learn every week pretty much a little bit of Ntiva Shalom. And I was very excited when I saw this because he said the same idea as Mor Vashem, a little different. He added some other things, but it was cool to see that the Hasidic Rebbe's start thinking alike. And, great Rebbe's think alike. So I don't know if he got it from him, but he arrived at similar conclusions and adding a few Hosafot, the Slonim Rebbe. You guys had the schuss to learn the Slonim Rebbe? You should. I would say, a big Rebbe, especially for Chevron.
Is there an English translation?
Yes, there is an English translation. They just recently, like 3 years ago, started translating a lot of the books. You can go to Manny's and ask them for a Nativa Shalom. But also the Hebrew is really easy. Okay, so I recommend if you want like a beginner's book. I started learning in my Shana Aleph. We call it Nash with Nash, because Nativa Shalom, we'd have Nash. You see, some things never changed. And I've become a real chassid. This is my sefer I bring and my walk to the Kotel pretty much every Friday night. This is my Rebbe. So it's cool. Sometimes I'm on the bus and like all these Hasidim see me. I'm like, oh, I learned that too. So it makes me some fun chavrusa sometimes. Anyway, so the Rebbe. What time is it? 9:11. Good. Okay, we're on time. 9:11. Perfect time for the Rebbe to give us one more insight as to what it means to be a holy yid. And then we'll wrap up. Okay, so I'm not going to do the whole Maimar tonight. First Maimar. Okay. V'lachein, Naimra Parshazu B'hakel. Why was this mitzvah of Kedoshim said together, everybody together? She'ina yachid mesuga lagi l'kedusha. An individual alone can't get to holiness. Now, I might say that if I'm learning B'Shem Kol Yisrael, like we at least always start off every year B'Shem Kol Yisrael, then maybe even though I'm alone, I'm not really alone, right? Because I'm with the Shechina, I'm with the whole Jewish people. So then maybe I can be connecting to Kedusha. But if I'm just thinking about myself, I just want to learn this Gemara to be a smart guy. No, that's not Kedusha. Maybe you'll get a checkoff. Maybe you'll get a mitzvah. But you're not going to get Kedusha. Kedusha is only when I'm with the Rabbin, right? Actually, Rav Shlomo used to say that sometimes a yeshiva bachur finishes Seder and people walking down the street like walk the other way. And then sometimes yeshiva bachur finishes Seder and everyone just walks, and wants to give him a big hug. So Rav Shlomo asked, what's the difference? He says, because the first guy didn't learn for the sake of the whole Jewish people. The second guy, he learned for the sake of the whole Jewish people, and people can feel that. People just, they can feel the simcha, the kedusha. When you learn for them, they know. Somehow they know. Mordechai Eliyahu famously, he just knew things. When he knew if you went to the mikveh that day, he knew things. So inside, our neshama knows. Our neshama knows if you were learning for the sake, if you're doing your mitzvah for the sake of the Jewish people, or if you're just doing it for yourself. Anyways, so kikdusha hi inyan shel matana. Now, the Mesillas Yesharim writes that holiness is the highest level and it's a gift. You can't do a certain action and be holy, right? At the end of the day, you can make yourself a kli to receive kedusha, but kedusha is the end of the game after you've been working on all on your avodas Hashem. It's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That yachid in a ra'uy, and an individual, if you're just only worrying about me, I'm a bot, then I'm not zochid b'kadosh. But when I'm together, then I can get the matana of kedusha. When I'm together, but that also explains maybe why when Am Yisrael is fighting and there's machlokas, we can't get the kedusha. We can't get all the shapa. We can't get all the bracha because we're disconnected. We need to find a way somehow to connect. To get to that highest level, only when we're together do we draw upon ourselves the holiness. You know what other mitzvah? It was dafka given by Yakel. You guys heard Shabbos. Every other mitzvah, not necessarily, but Shabbos. Oh, we can only give it when we're gathered together. That's why there's something I think we've all experienced. When you're in a big meal, it's a little different when you're eating alone. The Shabbos, it was given as a community, and Shabbos, you tap into the essence of Shabbos when you're together with other people. Some of that, Shabbos is the makor of Kedusha, right? The first time that Kedusha is mentioned in the Torah is Shabbos, and therefore Shabbos has to be given as a kihila. And how does the Gemara call Shabbos? A good gift, a matana. Just like Kedusha, it's a gift. So you can't just get the gift of Shabbos Kodesh as an individual. Right? But as a rabbim, then I can get somehow that matana is Shabbos Kodesh. This reminded me of a story that happened yesterday. So we were trying to make a Rosh Chodesh minyan, singing like we had the last two weeks. But unfortunately, not enough people came. So we had to, unfortunately, I had to let people go to other minions. So I davened at a regular minion, and I was not feeling it. I was a little bit down. We tried so hard, and I don't want to let people down, right? And I pulled my buddy Eli over, Eli Beshili, and I said, Eli came to the minion. He also was a little bit down. Yeah. And I said, Eli, come, let's sneak outside. And because I knew, and we just sang and danced together. And we mamish had the best challah. So I learned a new thing. I thought you needed 10 yidden. You only need 2 yidden. Turns out even 2 yidden, davening together with simcha can draw all the oiros of the challah and the simcha in. And I have a proof because today I went to another minyan and it was also really dry. So after we said the bracha, I went down to the exact same place in the courtyard of KBM and I sang and it wasn't the same. Because Eli wasn't there to sing with me. You know what I'm saying? I should have called you guys. Maybe you would have sang with me. But the point is that just having 2 yiddish...
Not sad.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm here all week. Anyways, Ariel was there, so he was a personal witness to this story. The point is that you don't even, you just 2 yidden together is qualitatively different than 1 yid. Okay? So, anyways, so that's Shabbos Kodesh. The Rebbe used to say, who's the benzug of Am Yisrael? Shabbos Kodesh, right? Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says that the soulmate of the Jewish people is Shabbos Kodesh. V'aderech sebi arnu mashamim b'toris avos. Pasuk lami ra sham avinu mimishpachto. Shakadosh Baruch Hu inem yachas v'tor av. Yisrael ele kasher hem meuchadim yachad. Only when we are together are we banim. And when we're banim, then he's our Abba. And when we're not biyachad, then we don't have that madriga of But when we're mamish brothers to each other, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu is our Abba, and we feel that banim atem Hashem Elokecha, and that's the essence of kedusha. This is a bereshis. Shabbos hu mayan lechol inyanei kedusha. You want to connect kedusha? This week's parsha kedushim is headquarters of kedusha. And what's the headquarters of kedusha in general? Shabbos, right? So this week's parsha, Shabbos, parshas kedushim. This is our opportunity, the headquarters of the whole year, to draw Kedusha upon ourselves. So, Ezes Chus, to be, if this Shabbos, don't miss the opportunity, okay, to be with other Yidden, whether in davening or learning. Thank God, we're hosting a meal this Shabbos, and if you haven't yet made plans, you're welcome to join us. We're going to be in the park, and we're going to have Berabim, hopefully, a holy, holy, special experience to bring that Kedusha, in the Makor of Kedusha, in this special Shabbos. This is the Shabbos to bring the Kedusha upon ourselves. Rabbi Tino Kedosh Perish, Kadosh Elechem Shabbos, Malka, the Shabbos, Kodosh Avilu, Inyan Elechem, Inyan Yeter, Kodosh Elechem. On Shabbos, even when I'm eating a little smoothie, it becomes a holy thing. Shabbos, Umakor, Kedusha, and it somehow transforms these regular acts into holy acts, and we're able to bring up everything to the world of holiness on Shabbos Kodesh. So that's Adkan from Tiv Shalom. Before I ask, as we always do at the end of the shiur, we can share one thing we want to take with us to our week. I just want to give over one more Torah. Yeah, one more Torah that's not really connected.